Our Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce strong in our backyard. We talk to guests on behalf of the Chamber on a monthly basis. Let's catch you up with what's happening with the Muskegon County Airport. Only get the best with Airport Manager Jeffrey Tripp. Mr. Tripp, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Hey, what's the job of an airport manager?
Well, really, an airport manager is like running a small city. I have to take care of all the infrastructure, the pavements, the lights, buildings, emergency services, police, fire, administrative costs, you name it, we have to do it.
Awesome. Where is the Muskegon County Airport located?
We're located just on the shoreline of Lake Michigan, just about maybe half a mile or so from the lake itself.
Who flies in and out of your airport?
The airport, we are a commercial service airport, so we do have the range of services from commercial airline service and air charter flights to business aviation and recreational aviation. We also host the U.S. Coast Guard helicopter during the summer months.
And what's your background, Jeff, regarding your career journey?
Oh, well, let's see. I went to college at a place called Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona, back in the early 90s, and I've been doing airport management since 1996, primarily in Arizona, the short stint in Oregon, and now here at Muskegon for about 2.5 years.
Awesome. Here we go. Let's talk about a new air service that's scheduled on United Airlines. So it looks like growth is in the making. Announcing just started. What's happening with United Airlines, Jeff?
Sure. We have had United Airlines service since 2010, operated by SkyWest Airlines. One of the challenges we've had is that as the airline industry has changed dramatically the last 20 years, a lot of these smaller companies and the turboprop airlines have either gone out of business or merged with larger companies. Smaller airports, the smaller regionals find themselves challenged with trying to get quality service. Now, we do have 50-seat regional jet service twice daily to and from Chicago O'Hare on United Airlines. One of the challenges Muskegon has had in the last 10 years has simply been the schedule. It has not been conducive for the business or the leisure traveler. For example, when I got here about 2.5 years ago, the morning flight did not come in until 11 a.m. and left around 11:30 to get to Chicago. So that really made it difficult for people to make their connections. As of last Friday, we have a new schedule where we have an aircraft coming in at 9 p.m. It's remaining overnight and then allowing us to have a 6 a.m. departure 7 days a week. The aircraft comes back at 2 p.m., departs at about 2:40 p.m., and then comes back again at 9 p.m. So this really opens up just about every potential destination that our potential customers between Grand Haven and Ludington could try to get to on United Airlines, whether it's domestic or international.
So it's a kind of an early out, later in schedule that provides these best opportunities.
That is correct. You know, one of our challenges we hear, particularly from the business travelers, is that we lose a lot that have to travel to Grand Rapids simply because of the time involved. So we're hoping we can get some of our business customers back. You can save time, save money. If you're along the coastline, you can fly. A lot of our customers are within about a 20 to 30 minute drive, so they can come to Muskegon, a smaller airport, it's easy to park, get through your check-in process, get through the TSA screening, catch your flight and make your connections. And then coming home, the nice thing is, we say oftentimes your bag is already to the carousel often before people even getting off the planes. Then short walk to your car and then you're home.
That's awesome. Ken, versus going through all the specifics again, I trust we can find this schedule, particularly via a website or other?
Yes, well, I just direct everybody to go to united.com for your taking a look at what the schedule is. And particularly if you're traveling and your dates are flexible and you click the My Dates Are Flexible box, it does give you the most opportunities to try to get the best rate at the best schedule that meets your needs.
Jeff, do more connections help provide lower ticket prices as well here?
They do. Actually, I saw an article recently that Chicago O'Hare has the most city connections in the country. I think it was something like 81,000, according to the article. So out of all the different airports in the country, if you're going through Chicago O'Hare, you have the most opportunities to make the most different connections to different destinations.
And my notes.
And then, of course, the more destinations, it helps does lower the ticket price. And we do have relative parity with Grand Rapids. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower, depending on where you're going when you book. But overall, we're fairly consistent with Grand Rapids.
That's it. As I interrupted you, that's exactly where I was going. Versus competition, which can be healthy, you complement air service options from Gerald R. Ford Airport.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, they're the larger airport, I mean, with six airlines. I mean, they have, you know, more opportunities for people to make, you know, different flights, different airlines. But I always say that, you know, Muskegon, with our service, does help complement the service. And I agree that when you have more options in the region, when you look at not just Grand Rapids, but also you have Lansing, you have Kalamazoo, you have Muskegon within about a two-hour driving radius. So I think the West Michigan region is well served with a number of potential opportunities for people to fly.
Now, there, I see for frequent travelers with premier status on American and, say, Delta Airlines, what the status does match with the United Airlines. That's available as well.
That is what I'm told, yes.
Nice. When making travel arrangements, let's go through a couple of do's and don'ts that I know that you've mentioned here. You want to remind us about the time it takes to actually drive to Muskegon versus alternative airports. This might be a compliment to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we did what we call a true market estimate for our air travel passengers about a little over 2 years ago. And that's just saying between Grand Haven to Ludington, where are people traveling to? And we lose, you know, the majority of our customers go to Grand Rapids, and then we lose a percentage to the Chicago airports, even a small fraction to Detroit. But when people say, if you're looking at all things being equal, particularly if we have this new schedule, what is your time worth? If you're driving extra distances, if it takes you an extra hour to drive to Grand Rapids or you're driving to Chicago, what is your time worth? What are you paying for parking? Then on the way home, you have to repeat that. So it's always the question of, say you're saving $100 on a ticket, but if you factor in all the costs, are you actually saving money when you start factoring what is your time and the actual ancillary costs? So sometimes it makes sense to go to another airport, but we always ask people, at least on the shoreline, at least take a look at Muskegon first to see if it can fit your needs. And we think more often than not, we will.
You, just in summary, the benefits of flying from, of course, we're calling you Muskegon County Airport, but MKG is the number, the letters we used for that easy opportunity. Easy access from US 31 and 196 there, don't you?
Correct. We're our exit's about a half mile. So if you're coming down from the Ludington area up north, you're driving right past us. You're coming up from Grand Haven. It's a short drive right up about, 10 minutes from Grand Haven, 10 minutes from downtown Muskegon. So we are easily accessible from the freeways.
And I imagine the flight to and from Chicago is, you barely have time to buckle your seatbelt. That's a compliment.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the nice things about this. It's a short hop, usually about 30 minutes or so. I mean, sometimes you might spend more time taxiing in Chicago than it does do the actual flight. But again, you can get over there fairly easily, make your connection through O'Hare to wherever you need to get to on your destination. Then, of course, on the way home, once you get into the flight, that last leg is a nice short hop. Get out, get your bags, get your car, and go home.
What else would you like to tell us when it comes to your airport, Jeffrey?
Well, I think we've hit most of the things. I think it's just reiterating. I think one of our challenges we've had over the years is that people are so, used to looking to the east and just booking the flights and not even checking Muskegon. So we'd just ask our regional customers, check MKG first at united.com, take a look and see what we have to offer. I think most people that do actually use this do enjoy the ease of access, the relatively low rates and fees, the ease of getting through the screening process and TSA, and then getting onto the destination. And now with this new optimal flight schedule, this really should be we're hoping to be a game changer for us to really provide the additional service that the region's customers have been asking for quite a while.
Awesome. You get to fly out of your own airport from time to time, Jeff?
Yes, actually, I missed it. I flew in on the new schedule last week. It hadn't changed before I flew out, but yeah, I usually fly about five or six times a year out of this airport. So that was a nice experience.
There you go.
TSA is friendly. The airline staff is phenomenal. They're actually the United Airlines 2017 Tier 4 Station of the Year. That's their smallest level of station, serving less than 42,000 customers. But we have a phenomenal airline service crew. The TSA is great to work with. So it's just usually people come and have very, very positive experience because you're dealing with a smaller airport. It's not as much hustle and bustle, so you do get a little bit more personal service than you might get at larger airports when you're dealing with a lot more customers in a short period of time.
Awesome. One more time, best way to find out more information about our discussion, Jeffrey Tripp?
To book your flight, go to united.com, or you can also go to the airport webpage at flymkg.com for additional information.
Airport manager, keep looking up to the skies. Thank you, Jeffrey. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Our monthly interview when it comes to guests on behalf of the Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce.